This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
And this is the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. We've got a couple of guests who are joining us in the studio now. There are two Melbourne filmmakers, Amanda Reedy and Phoebe Hartley. They're in production on a documentary examining and celebrating the romance of love of a gay wedding. Welcome to Joy 94.9, ladies.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
First time at Joy?
It is.
It is, yes.
And it's feeling joyous. So thank you.
Excellent. Now, you guys, when it says in production, does that mean you're still in the planning phase for this?
Yes, it's more pre-production, which is one of the reasons we're here today. So we are still looking for some lovely couples to be a part of our documentaries, and that's a part of why we're here.
Okay, so it says here you're going to focus on three central characters. Is that the idea?
Yeah, well, it's all very up in the air still. We have a wedding planner, Bettina, from Special Wedding Events.
Yes.
From Dalesford, who
yep.
you know.
Yes, she's been a Joy sponsor before.
Yeah, so she's coming on board as our wedding planner. And, we're trying to find couples, perhaps maybe plural, depending on, what the response is like.
Okay, so it was interesting because you came to the station to talk about this idea try and get an opportunity to come on air about a month ago, I think, and before we even knew about our wedding coming up tomorrow.
It's all been
fantastic timing, and, you know, and the government's just thrown their hat in the ring as well, so it's all really, really good. So I think the big thing is, if we're ever going to hold people's attention and get someone into this, now's the time, hey?
It is. Now is definitely the time. That's why we want to make this documentary at this particular time. You know, it's obviously in the social consciousness at the moment. It's a very timely documentary. We're not setting out necessarily to make a particularly or overtly political documentary, but of course, we are going to embrace the politics that are coming with it. But we very much want to tell some love stories. We want to create a documentary that really examines love equality, but also really explores the notion of the institution of marriage, why people still want to get married, the traditions that are still carried on, who's allowed to do it, who's not allowed to do it, and the reasons for all of that. So,
okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot in it.
Give us an idea of perhaps the makeup of the couples you're looking for.
I think just, lovely, genuine couples that want to celebrate their love and also hopefully that have different reasons perhaps for wanting to get married.
Right. So would you be more likely looking for couples that, given that one day we actually do get equality of marriage, would like to go that step and actually do the whole thing legally sometime in the future?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but right now, this would be about having a celebration and a wedding with a celebrant, and then documenting the process. So, when you document the process, is it going to be Bridezilla?
Oh, look, quite possibly. I think that's part of the interest. You know, that any wedding, anybody's special day, no matter who the couple is. It's tricky. There's a lot of, I imagine, I haven't actually done it myself yet, but there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of pageantry, there's a lot of craziness, there's challenges, there's things that go wrong, and that all makes, we hope, for a very good film, a very good story to be told. And, the interesting thing, or, we want to sort of make it so that it just happens to be a gay couple whose wedding is being planned. We also want to talk to a whole range of different types of couples and get all these sorts of thoughts and opinions about the notion of marriage as well.
Right.
But yes, look, there might be Bridezilla. We have no idea.
There could be some tears. But hopefully lots of joy and lots of fun and lots of celebrating.
All that stuff along the way.
You've got an idea yet of how long the process is going to take?
No, we haven't really. It depends on, I guess, where the on the couples that we find, on their dates and things like that. But, I mean, we're hoping to get onto it as soon as we can, because obviously everything that's happening globally, and we want to be a part of that and capture that on film as it unfolds. So the sooner the better. So if you're out there and you are planning a wedding...
Yes, and you want
to
be involved.
Speaking to us.
You know, I think it's an important thing that... you know, a couple who think it's important too and are really keen to share their story, obviously you need to be willing to have us in your face for quite a substantial
a little
period
while.
Of time.
But we're nice, you know, we're lovely.
We are nice.
And be able to tell your story to the camera, basically.
Exactly, yeah. So it does need to be people who are prepared to be on camera and to share their story.
What's your backgrounds in terms of filmmaking and this type of thing? What are you bringing to the table that's going to make people feel comfortable doing this?
Yes, good question. Well, we're both filmmakers. Amanda's a producer primarily. I'm a director primarily. So we're working as a team to create this documentary. It's Amanda's idea, and I sort of jumped on board and had a whole lot of other ideas to put into it. I think we've both worked in film and TV for about 10 years.
Yeah, just over.
So. All different areas. We've both worked in post-production. We work in documentary. I've got a drama short film that's doing the rounds of festivals at the moment. So
that was in MIFF as well.
Yeah, that was very exciting.
Very well received.
Screening at MIFF. And, you know, we've got a sort of TV show, a web series, a whole lot of stuff that we're planning in the works. So
you will be in good hands.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Do you have an idea yet how you think it'll all end up? I mean, you really don't know how it's going to pan out. You don't know, like, it might not even be a happy ending.
Well,
oh, that's true.
That's true. Well, you never know. I mean, we'd like to think it would be.
Yes. Hopefully.
But that's documentary. I guess that's why it's so exciting and so interesting as well, is that, you know, it's ever evolving and changing, because you'll meet people who are then going to be the subjects, and they will change your idea of it because their story may not fit in with what you originally thought. So you have to just roll with it and be open to it. So it could be one couple. It might be three. I'd love to be able to do perhaps a short series.
Yep.
So a couple of guys. Hopefully there'd be a few good, a couple of happy endings.
Yes.
If we had more than one.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. Male, female, we don't have any sort of specific requirements. Just we'd love to see who's out there. And I guess there'll sort of be basically an audition process as well. We're not just wanting to take the first people that come along necessarily. That's sort of the nature of it as well, that we want to speak to people and find out people's stories, see who's willing but also sort of suitable and be able to work with us on the project.
And the important thing here is the running title at the moment is Love Story. So it is about...
It's sort of morphed a little bit.
Oh, no, now it's I Do. It changes all the time.
there are quite a few films, and specifically a recent documentary called Love Story. So at the moment, working title, we've changed it to I Do.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page we should probably tell people
we
about
do
as well.
We do, and we actually posted it on a link to it on
the Joy
today.
Website. Fantastic.
So
all right,
you can sort of hopefully find us that way as well,
and we'll reshare it to make sure everyone can see
so
that. I actually had a message come in 0427 Joy 949 from Grant in Essendon. He says, wondering, do you only need couples who are ready to marry right now, or ones who want to in the future?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we would love them to want to be already thinking about it seriously, because we obviously want to start documenting that.
Yeah.
But in saying that, we also want to speak to people about marriage and why they want to marry or why they don't. So we could possibly be speaking to people about perhaps they're going to wait until it's legalized or not ready yet, but, you know, we could still definitely speak to them and talk to them about it as well.
Yeah, cool. And of course, I mean, one of the benefits if you are one of the couples that is you choose to film is you get a wedding in Dalesford.
You do,
yes. Discounts.
Yes, there are going to be discounts, and we haven't worked out exactly what, but our lovely wedding planner, Bettina, from Special Touch, is going to be offering our service at a discount. And since we have put the call out and had a little bit of press about it, we've had some amazing people contact us, not to be a part of the wedding, but actually to offer services, to say, well, we would love to be involved by offering you, we're photographers and we'd love to take the photos for you, or we're graphic designers and we'd love to do the invitation. So that's been really lovely. And there's opportunities there for, you know, even greater discounts if it happens to work out with those couples and those suppliers who want to get involved and help us.
Fantastic.
Really
fantastic.
Nice.
And we had another message come in. It came through to onair@joy.org.au. It was from Anna Sophie again, out in Caulfield. And she said her and her partner would love to participate
really?
In the journey.
Wow.
So, and so we'll give all your details across to the girls and we'll let you, you know,
absolutely.
Communicate yeah, after that.
Thank you.
And if anyone else is interested, the Facebook page, which we'll reshare the link to, and but also you can actually get in contact via Bettina as well at info@specialtouch.com. No?
Yeah,
no,
well,
no,
we've,
no.
We've made
changed it.
Well, yeah, we're just trying to go to the Facebook page because obviously we want to create some hype as well so that when we do release it, we've got that database. So it's I definitely do. So it's Facebook.com/I definitely do.
Facebook.com.
It's probably the
/.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, you know, your Facebook.
Yeah, you know, Facebook.
But
blah, blah,
yeah, that's probably the best place to go because then, you know, if you don't want to be in it, just come and like it. Just like
yeah,
us.
Yeah, like the page and follow
and
the
see
progress.
What's going on.
Create a bit of hype.
So, and then come and see it when it's ready.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then come and see it.
Phoebe and Amanda, it actually sounds like it's going to be a labour of love. It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be it's hopefully going to be a fantastic experience for everybody involved. Mm. And we may get... who knows, a feature film at the Queer Film Festival in 2 years' time
or
something.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We would love that.
All right. It's I Definitely Do at Facebook.com.
And we'll put the links already on the Joy Facebook page.
Yes.
We'll pop it on the CNC Drive Factory page
absolutely.
As well.
And we'll pass Anne Sophie's details across as well. So we may have already scored you.
And possibly with Grant as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, you never know.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Joy.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.